who else knew that song? I know Rob, everybody kind of.
I think y'all just talked about that.
Didn't Eric have it for a while? Eric Church had it for a while.
He did have it. He almost cut it.
Yeah, he almost cut it. And then, I couldn't believe that song could land somewhere.
Nashville songwriters knew that song.
Yeah, everybody knew that song.
Everybody was always like, Have you heard? Yeah, of course I've heard it.
It was getting passed around.
I'm curious. Why did somebody not cut it? Because it was like a death song?
I mean, Luke would tell you it's hard to
sing. Maybe so, because it is a story
song. Definitely mega hard.
They must have been overthinking it, because
it is hard to sing.
Like, right from the first time you played it.
Because Randy's demo is so good of it.
Maybe that's why.
The blueprint's already there.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to go in and go, well, it's just an acoustic work tape, and how do I cut it? There's a sick
And they listen to Randy do it, and they're like,
I played it for
Randy. You know what I mean?
I played it for Randy at the office, and before I kind of stopped it in the middle, I was like, hey, by the way, this is a lot like the demo.
Isn't the point of a demo, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, that the idea of the
That's demo. One of those songs,
especially when it's a story song like that. I mean, there's a reason.
When that song was going around, at least when I heard it, I don't know how long it had been around before I had heard it, and that was 5 years ago. Yeah. I mean, how old is that song? Does anybody know?
That old, at least. It's got to be at least that old.
But, like, at that time, nobody was cutting story songs at all, really. I mean, outside of Eric Church, probably.
Yeah.
And I would argue that that's a really tough song to sing and, like, figure out how you would do live. I mean, we struggle with it even in the studio. But, I mean, like, that's one of those ones that I haven't even run with the band yet. And I'm like, what does that look like? What does that look like live? Like, I struggle with, it took us a while to figure out kind of Love We Make, too.
Yeah.
Vocally speaking, because it's just a challenge.
Just breathing around it.
Because it's fast, and it's like, I was mad. You remember that?
What was it, like Seattle or
Denver?
Denver.
We were trying to
figure it out. It was cold in Denver.
God.
you were mad when we wrote it, too.
Yeah, I was like, what am I going to, it's like, but I remember somebody telling me, I think it was when me and Moffitt were still doing stuff, and I was telling him, well, we can't do this because I'm not going to be able to sing this thing live like this. And he was like, dude, he's like, we can't dumb down the record. But, like, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Like, we got to make it as good as we can, and you're going to figure it out, I promise. You know what I mean? So I always remembered that, you know.
Let the crowd sing.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know why how that song never got cut, because it's awesome. Awesome song.
It's one of those songs too that, like, because we all hear as songwriters, like, you have people all the time sending you songs or being like, hey man, have you heard this or you heard this one? And I remember I was at my house alone, and I don't know if Dan texted to me or he showed up and was like, dude, you gotta hear this song. And it, like, I remember where I was when I heard that song. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how good and different almost you can say that tune is, and how it stands out among, you know, the rest of them that you hear over the years.
Yep.
But that one just stuck with you.
There's a few songs like that floating around town that, you're just like,
well, a couple of them are on this thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I always thought that was neat too, because there's you know, in growing up and getting old, you know, when you're trying to figure those two things out. But there's a Randy Montana song on there. There's all your buddies' songs on there. There's Jeff Hyde songs on there that feel like the soundtrack to that. You know, the things you were listening to when you were like, oh, man, I'm going to get better at this. I'm going to get, you know what I mean? I'm gonna figure out how to do Bethard tunes on there. Yeah, Casey Bethard. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought that was really neat in going back and listening to it as a whole once I could listen to it again, you know.
Yeah.
Once I could listen to it again.